Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
You're tuned into Tomorrow, your weekly update on the latest in consumer electronics and technology, gadgets and gizmos, products and services, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We've been doing this show for 23 years now, and we can't do it without you, not just you as a listener, but even more importantly, you as a participant on the program. We want to hear from you anytime, 24/7. If you've got a digital dilemma that we can help solve, you've got a consumer tech problem, question, concern, you want to share some tech rage, whatever the case, maybe you want to share with us your favorite app these days, because something that you might be sharing with your family and friends or at the water cooler, well, consider us the digital water cooler and let us know what it is. We can let other people know they might want to try an app out. 800-899-4686, anytime at your convenience, 800-899-INTO. We want to hear from you. Call in, win stuff. It's a great mantra to live by as it relates to Into Tomorrow. The National Cybersecurity Alliance is a leading nonprofit public-private partnership promoting cybersecurity and privacy education and awareness. Their executive director of, again, the National Cybersecurity Alliance is Russ Schrader. Russ, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much, Dave, for inviting me to join you and your listeners today.
It's a pleasure to have you. National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and we certainly want to let folks know that it's the kind of thing where we remind people every single week on the show, but the month of October is important because that's been earmarked, right, as Cybersecurity Awareness Month to really help get more attention.
Absolutely. This is our 15th annual. We've been at this quite a long time, and it's got some tremendous opportunities for people to learn about simple, actionable steps that'll help them, you know, work in our shared responsibility on cybersecurity. Everybody's got a role to play, and we really try to make it easy and simple for them to keep themselves safer and more secure online.
And of course, as I mentioned earlier, it's important to do that all the time. But why is an awareness month actually necessary?
Well, first of all, the threats are always with us. Yes, it's a 365. And it's our shared responsibility to figure out what these things are going to do. But just like you hear things like change the batteries in your smoke detector when you change your clocks, for example, mm-hmm. or when you make good, you know, New Year's Eve resolutions as to what you're going to do good in the new year, this month is a way to highlight different topics for different audiences about things they should keep in mind to take those kinds of steps right now. If you get too scattered during the year, it doesn't happen. But here we're just trying to say, just do this, get into a bit of a habit, and just focus on it right now before you're doing your holiday shopping, before you're doing even more web surfing, before you're sharing even more of those holiday pictures than you do before. Get yourself ready for that season.
And of course, we all have various challenges, especially with online behavior. But I'll bet you've got some good tips for really getting people to change some of their unsafe behavior.
Absolutely, absolutely. Some of the most easy ones are update your machine. Keep a clean machine. These patches are put out by your operating system because they found a threat, because they have new options that they want you to have. So please download those patches, update your system, and just clean out the stuff. Also, you know, just like when you go through and throw out stuff that are in the closet or cleaning out at a certain point, whether it's end of the year or changing their wardrobe, you have apps on your phone that you haven't looked at for years. One of those things like, you know, which house in Harry Potter did you belong to? Which, you know, character is most like yours? You've looked at them. They were fun, but you haven't used them. You don't. They're taking up space. They may be collecting data on you. If you don't use that app, just delete it. It's part of keeping a cleaner machine. The other part is your password. Really, the longer the better. It shouldn't be too tricky for you to remember. It should, you know, have, you know, upper lower case. It should be long spaces, that kind of thing. One of the things I suggest is pick a phrase that you can remember. For example, if you wanted to have a password that was Mary had a little lamb, that's a nice long password. That's not as easy to break. Maybe you throw in a couple exclamation points or substitute a character for a vowel. But then when you have time to change it, you have an easy one to move to. Her fleece was white as snow. Dave, I have to tell you that those are not my passwords, so
oh, good.
Please don't try them.
Oh, darn. I had a team in the control room already trying to break in.
All right. But the idea is to make it something that's easy for you but hard for others.
And Russ, I'm glad you mentioned things like that because I know we hear from our audience all the time and they say, thank you for reminding me because, yeah, I'm one of those that uses password 123 or something like that. And it's like, oh my gosh, don't do that. That is so easy to crack. It's so easy, automatic for people to get into. And you're thinking, well, but I don't really have anything all that important. Well, do you ever do banking perhaps on your phone or on your computer? Isn't that important? You know, it's like, well, I've got nothing to hide, but yeah, that's true. Banking, or maybe I pay a credit card bill online. Well, there you go. It should be, as you said, Russ, a little complicated without being hard to remember, but you've got to make it alphanumeric and a character or two, upper and lower case. I know it sounds complicated, but folks, you can't do the word password for your password. That's nuts. And we can't tell you that enough. And people say, thanks again for reminding me because, yeah, I've kind of been stuck with it. Or you might get a Wi-Fi router and their very common, simple password, master or admin or something like that, because that's how they come so you can at least set it up. But then they also recommend, as we do, change it immediately. It's all for your protection. And we've got to keep these things in mind more than just during National Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
Absolutely. And I think the idea behind it is get a password manager that would probably make it even easier for you. That way, you only have to remember one. The other thing to bear in mind is that when you're going through your passwords, to, as you pointed out, banking is pretty important. It may be as important, not as important as some of your other apps. Think about whether you want to go to two-factor authentication, where they will send you a code to your computer, to your phone, something else, or have Face ID if you have one of those facial recognition phones. Try to do more than just the password when it's really important to you. You can be a little bit slack on some of the other things, and although maybe I shouldn't say that, but it's human nature.
Yeah.
But when it has something like your health, when it's like your financial things, you just really have to worry about who has access to your personal information.
And good that you talked about the two-factor authentication, because with the modern cell phones, we have those abilities. Use a fingerprint and a password or a PIN. Use your facial recognition or iris or something of that nature. And while you might think, oh, but that's such a pain because I do it so frequently, well, think about how much of a pain it's going to be if somebody manages to get in to your banking or takes over your personal information somehow. You're going to then say, oh, if I only would have listened to Dave and Russ. You know, yeah. So that's the kind of thing I think that is so important and great that we have this awareness month, because it gives us this extra push to just sort of remind people about what they can do. And you talk on your site about be part of something big, how folks can get involved and promote a safer, more secure internet. You really do encourage people, not just for themselves, but in general to help promote.
Absolutely. We have Stop Think Connect, and people can go to those sites and join. We have cyber at hashtag at cyber aware for National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and our site, which is www.staysafeonline.org, has really a tremendous resource tips and a lot of things that are focused how to deal with kids, families, elders, business. Just get in there and find out some things that you can do to exercise kind of our shared responsibility to keep a clean machine and just to be cyber aware, which is also the hashtag for our NCSA site for this month.
Very good. And you also talk about helping to keep your business secure. So if you've got especially a small business, a SOHO, a small office, home office thing going on, that can be even more important than just protecting your personal pictures or something, because now you're talking about your livelihood, and you've got some great tips about keeping your business secure as well.
Absolutely. We do have a whole special program that holds out programs for small business, like half-day sessions that are held in different parts of the country, called Cyber Secure My Business. And it really is good to sit down with other entrepreneurs, other people who are also working from home in small business. And some of the really good practices that you have from business, please take them to your home and vice versa. Because the line between our digital, our real life, our work ID, our personal ID, more and more of that is blurring these days.
For sure. And you can learn more about staying safe online anytime, but especially during National Cybersecurity Month, by visiting staysafeonline.org. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Russ, let's make sure we get you back on. There's so much more to cover, and we've got to talk more about this on an ongoing basis, as we try to do, not just in the month of October, but good that we're extra aware to help keep all of ourselves safe online.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. I think getting the word out has been terrific, and I really appreciate your advocacy for privacy and security and for all of our safety.
It's absolutely our pleasure. StaySafeOnline.org. And we'll meet you at InToTomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.